Welcoming all of you to Bhakti Sangha conference call. Today we are very fortunate to have His Grace Swami Krishna Prabhuji. Prabhuji is going to enlighten us on the topic Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th canto, 21st chapter, 8th verse onwards. Before going to the class, I want to brief introduction of Swami Krishna Prabhuji. His Grace Swami Krishna Prabhuji is a disciple of Srila Prabhupada. Being a doctor by profession, he has done immense services to the devotee community and served the society by donating for lots of projects. For the propagation of Krishna consciousness, they purchased a house for Bhaktivedanta Institute and an office for Back to Godhead magazine and donated Radha Krishna deities to the ISKCON temple in Philadelphia in the early 80s. In early 90s, they had took the initiations to construct a new home for the Sri Sri Radha Damodar in the Gita Nagari. He also served as temple president of ISKCON, New Jersey from 1996 to 2010. He started Every Town and Village Trust funded by Swami Krishna Prabhu, own life saving and earning to the Srila Prabhupada and ISKCON in various ways. A few years ago, he embarked a project called the Krishna Mini Temple, in which he produced 300 mini temples that included deities as well as the place for Srila Prabhupada books. For past several years, he has been serving Srila Prabhupada mission as a traveling preacher, visiting various places in India, various other countries, and also regularly share Krishna Katha on various conference calls. He is an initiating Krishna ISKCON guru. Currently, Swami Krishna Prabhuji main focus in developing Krishna Kurgan Navavrajadham as 50 crore temple complex and community in Madhya Pradesh, India to serve the worldwide devotee community. We get more information on this project from everytownvillage.org. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, are you present on the call?
Yes, I'm here, Mataji. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji. And what pranam all goes to Srila Prabhupada, all goes to Guru Maharaj. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for giving your valuable time and association to us this morning and enlightening on the topic Srimad Bhagavatam. I'll hand out the call to you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Okay. Thank you for giving me opportunity to speak on Srimad Bhagavatam. Please accept my humble obeisances. Vancha kalpatarubhyasya kripa sindubhye vache patita nam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo nama. Nama om Vishnu padaya Krishna prishthaya bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyatya Deshtarine Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Om Ajnanti Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Nama Shri Chaitanya Manovistam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapadakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Radha Krishna Padan Sahana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kantanam Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanusute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Namo Mahavadanaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratvishe Namah. So I'll be reading Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 21, Text Number 7, 8, 9 and 10. So text number 7, sa evam adini anavadya chestitah karmani bhuyamsi mahan mahatamah kurvan shashashav nimandalam yashah svitam nidhaya ruruhe parampadam. So mahatamah, greater than the greatest, mahatama. There are few important words. Avani means the earth, and avani mandalam, the surface of the earth, and param padam, to the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord. That is the topmost Supreme Lord, Parampadam. So translation and purport by His Divine Grace, E.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. King Prathu was greater than the greatest soul and was therefore worshipable by everyone. He performed many glorious activities in ruling over the surface of the world and was always magnanimous. After achieving such great success and a reputation which is spread throughout the universe, he at last obtained the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this is the Maitreya Muni is telling this to Vidur, Vidurji. And so Maitreya is also called Kausharava and Vidur is called Kshatta. So we will see their names in the next verse. But this and simultaneously this is going on between Shaunak Rishi and Suta Goswami. So this is being narrated and the same thing is like what was happened between Vidur and Maitreya, that is being discussed between Shaunak Rishi and Suta Goswami. So he was the greater than the greatest. Means there are different various degrees are there, and his so this is like for the king, he was the king, and king he was the greatest king or greater than the greatest. Means there is great, greater and greatest, and then is even greater than that greatest, and that is what is being given here. So he had such a great success and reputation which was spread throughout the universe because he obtained the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord. So purport, a responsible king or chief executive has many responsible duties to attend to in ruling over the citizens. The most important duty of the monarch or the government is to perform various sacrifices as enjoined in the Vedic literature. At that time the sacrifices was the most important part. So Prathu Maharaj performed 99 horse sacrifices. The purpose of that is to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Through sacrifice, through the fire, the Lord accepts. Now for this age the sacrifice is the Harinam Sankirtans. Yagyai Sankirtana Prayai Yajantihi Sumedasa. One who has a special Medha means intelligent, but Sumedha, who has a clear or clean or very topmost intelligence, then they do Sankirtan Yagya and chanting of the holy name. The next duty of the king, so that is the first duty, to please the Supreme Lord, to serve him. In that age, that was for by yagya. The next duty of the king is to see that every citizen executes the prescribed duties for his particular community. Means there are different varnashram, dharma, varna, ashram. So one has to accept, if suppose they are in Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, or if they are Brahmachari, Grastha, Vanprastha, Sannyas, they should be engaged in their duty, not that they avoid their duty. Naturally, everyone has a duty, and we do something, but do according to your mental or whatever is that you are built in, one should be engaged in that. Not that somebody is a Kshatriya and should work as a Brahmana, or somebody is a Shudra and accept the position of ruler, or that is what is happening nowadays, that people who are Kalo Shudra Sambhav, everybody is a Shudra, but by training they could become, but without training if they take the position, then naturally there would be a chaotic condition. People would not be happy, the person who is doing that, he would not be happy, citizens would not be happy, and there would be disturbance in the society. So there are various, like, so Prathu Maharaj had such a great, like, he is giving this is, so we could create the example. Ram Rajya was the same way, that they enact in such a way that we could follow. Maryada Purushottam means he remains in the Maryada as a king, as a husband, or as a father, or brother, or as a son. So we could follow those things in our life, that what is the topmost, what is the goal of life, and how to do it. So they are showing by their own example. So an example is better than a precept. One may be giving a teaching, but if he does not follow himself, or others would never take to that. So he has to take in his own life. So this Prathu Maharaj, Lord Ramchandra, how nice his kingdom was, the ocean was in its own limit, the rivers were never going out, like there is so much flooding in India now, and many people are dying. Sometimes there is no rain, but at that time the rain would be there on a regular basis, very little whatever is needed at night time, so people are not disturbed. The rivers would automatically give the jewels and whatever is needed, that was already given there. The earth would produce enough food for everyone. So everyone was very happy and contented. They never expected something more or to collect or hold something, and there was a mutual respect for each other. So Yudhishthir Maharaj, Ambarish Maharaj, Parikshit Maharaj, they all ruled in such a way, Bharat Maharaj, that anybody can follow. And that is the system. And people were very, very happy in those, in that time. Still we are looking for Ram Raj, or Prathu Maharajas also. That is also a good example. So it is the king's duty to see that everyone is perfectly executes the duties prescribed in the world and ashram. Besides that, as exemplified by King Prathu, he must develop earth for the greatest possible production of food grains. So much earth is left empty and nobody is cultivating that. But if they cultivate, there would be ample food. So many people are hungry, or they go only one time food, they don't have, they sleep without any food. This is because the earth is not being used. Earth is a mother, and if we act properly, she will give enough food. And it is our duty to cultivate that. We cannot just sit. And so many diseases are there because we don't cultivate the earth. We use so many giant machines, and so many people are unemployed because of just one machine. But if the cows are there, the bulls are there, if the earth is tilled and people work hard, there hardly would be, their immunity would be so high, their strength would be so high. They won't suffer from any disease. The atmosphere would be clean. Because of this perverted way of doing, the atmosphere is getting polluted, the earth is getting polluted, the water is polluted, the air is polluted. So everything is polluted, and we are looking, where is the organic, where is the natural way? So if we come to the natural way of life, everybody would be happy. And if we put Krishna in the center, with all this activity, this grahastha, varnashram dharma has to be putting Krishna in the center. It should not be like a caste system or something. Guna karma, that division is there. And Devi Varnasham. Devi Varnasham means according to the Vedic principles, that one act. And Krishna is the center. But beyond that is this Bhagavad Dharma. So Varnasham Dharma is one that is a graceful elevation. But immediate, if you want to go like that Prabhupada saw the emergency, that people are so much disrupted, they would not follow, they are, nobody is following world and ashram. So let me introduce this, particularly this dharma, that is Bhagavad Dharma. And this is detailed in 11th canto. People read up to 10th canto, up to 13th chapter, that is because Prabhupada translated up to that. Then later on his disciples translated. But it is still the same, it is in the same principle. 11th canto, this description of Nimi Maharaj, and there were 9 Yogendras, and they talk about 9 different topics. So one should read, one should go to that, and Sankirtan, Kar Bhajan is talking about the Sankirtan, that even if you somehow or another start chanting the holy name, even if not properly, gradually increase from one round to at least 16 round what Prabhupada has given. And he translated Srila Prabhupada in such a nice way that everybody can understand. It goes to your heart, and if you practice it, you will see the result very soon. So that is the Bhagavad Dharma. And Pancharatri Ki Vidhi. So this is a kind of like you have a diti, you worship and do go through. So that is Varnasham Dharma, a kind of Pancharatri Ki, but Pancharatri Ki Vidhi is about the diti worship also. That you put the diti in the center of the house and serve him, that is the, so Krishna is there. Read Srimad Bhagavatam, invite people, and that way go on. So Pancharatri Ki and Bhagavad Diti both should go on, and together in a parallel way, like the railway tracks, they go, and ultimately they could reach to their destination in a very proper way. Besides that, so this is the 3 things that has been given. that one thing that there has to be yagya should be performed or sankirtan yagya, then everybody should be engaged in their particular like varnashram dharma, one should stay there. And then the thirdly, that one should till the field, the farm. So farming should be there. Krishi gaurakshya vanijyam, vaishya karma sovavajam. That vaishya, the duty is to krishi, gaurakshya and vanijya, the business, the trading. So that is also needed. So there are different types of great personalities. Some are positive great personalities, some comparative, and some are superlative. But King Prithu exceeded all of them. He is therefore described here as Mahattama. Mahattama, and beyond that is Mahattama, greater than the greatest. So Maharaj Prithu was a Kshatriya, and he discharged his Kshatriya duties perfectly. Similarly, Brahman, Vaishyas and Sudras can discharge their respective duties perfectly, and thus at the ultimate end of the life be promoted to the transcendental world, which is called Parampadam. So let us talk about this comparative, superlative and supermost, like three, like good, better and the best. So how we see in the life of Krishna and other places that these are given, these 3 degrees, and there is tripad or so I will discuss those part. And this Prithu Maharaj is Shaktavashes avatar. Shaktavashes, which I told in previous discussions, that there are Shaktavashes avatar, that Krishna, they are jiva soul, but Krishna imparts or gives them some special power by the mercy of the Lord, to see they see that it is a suitable candidate. Like Srila Prabhupada is also like a Shaktavashes avatar, as nobody could have done without the energy of the Lord, nobody could do the work what he has done. So there are many, many millions and millions of Shaktavashes avatar. So 2 kinds of Shaktavashes avatar. One is main and there is another Avesh. Shakta Avesh. So main, that is given by Krishna, Mukhya Avesh. So there are like Sanakadi, Narad, Prithu, Parshuram, Brahma, these are the, then Sheshanag, Ananta, that is the Mukhya Shakti, Avesh, Avatar. Shankadi is Jnana Shakti, they read scriptures and they are in knowledge. Narad is Bhakti Shakti, that he spreads Krishna consciousness, he goes every place. And Brahma, that creative energy has been given by the Supreme Lord. And Ananta, he could hold the whole earth on his, and it does not even feel him, just like the mustard seeds are there. So he lifts this, so that is the Ananta. And Shesha, he is serving the Supreme Lord. He becomes a bed, and Lord lies down there. And Prithu Maharaj, that example we read, that is how to rule the people. That was his. And Parashuram is also a Shaktavashes avatar. How to dust vinash, to kill the demonic force, demonic kings who are don't follow Krishna consciousness. So dusta nashak sancharan. So these are the main shakta, that is the main avesh. And then there is vibhuti. Vibhuti means anything greater that you see. Like in Bhagavad Gita, there is a couple verses. Yad yad vibhutim at vibhutim sattvam srimad urjitam eva va tat eva avagachatvam mamatejo ansha sambhava. That whatever aishwarya or everything special that you see, whether it is in strength or that is because of the Krishna's ansha is there. He is giving special power to those. Athva bahu nayatena kinyatena tavarjuna vistabhyam idam Krishna ekangshena istito jagat. What is the means? There is this
I'm sorry, Prabhu. Hare Krishna. Somebody came on that needs to mute their phone as they're creating a lot of noise on the line.
So Krishna has, whatever that you see, some special power. Somebody is the greatest player, or somebody you see the taste and water. So Krishna is describing his glorious act. I am the taste of water. Sex is according to the religious principles, I am that also. So Krishna gives many, many examples in chapter 10 and 18 and Vibhuti. So that is called Vibhuti. Vibhuti and Avesh. Mukhya Avesh and Gaun Avesh. So these are the subordinate Avesh. And then there is greater. So Krishna is Purna, Purnatar and Purna. Purnatam, Purnatamatta, Purnatarta, Purnata. So there are 3 degrees, just like in this King Prathu, that he was even greater than the greatest in his kingdom or how he rules. So the same thing we could just example-wise in Krishna also. So in Krishna has sweetness or madhurya and aishwarya. He has opulences. This sweetness is the Bhagavata ka sar. That Krishna's main sar is not main substance or main feature, is his sweetness, not his opulences. By him, he's the topmost in everything. So in Vrindavan is completely Purnatam. Purna, Purnatar, Purnatam. So he's complete in. It's not that. Oh, village girls, they don't have big houses, they take care or they make cow patties and do work. But Aishwarya is completely full Aishwarya and full in Madhurya, sweetness. That is the Purnatam. And Purnatar in Dwarkapuri, there is Purnatar. Mathura. Mathura is, so first is Vrindavan, then Mathura, then Dwarka. You may say it is the same Krishna, but he does not enact in those ways. According to the sweetness, according to the service, he manifests those. So according to the relationship, like Krishna is the most beautiful along with Srimati Radharani, because she is the most serving to the Lord. So that way Krishna is complete, means in full, or his beauty is complete, and they always, then by seeing the sweetness of the Lord, Radharani serves more and more. And Radharani serves more, so then Krishna's sweetness increases more and more. So that competition is going on. Along with this, there is Haridham, like there is Vaikunthadham. That is also just like Dwarka, that it is Purna, it is complete, but not Purnatar or Purnatam. So there is a difference in between Purnatar. And then there is also Tradish. Tradish means Tradishwar. Tradish, three means three. Three, and then who is the Isha, who is the Lord of all these three. So what are those three? There is a Brahma, Vishnu and Mahesh. They are Srashti, Sthiti, Pralaya, Sadhana, Shakti, Rekha. So Srashti, that is done by Brahma. Sthiti, that one who take care of Palan, Vishnu, that is, and then Pralaya is called Lord Shiva, devastation. So, and he is the Adhishwar, Krishna is the Adhishwar of all these three, Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh. He is on top of that Trayadhish, that's why he's called Trayadhish. Three means three, and Adhish means the Ishwar or controller of Brahma, Vishnu, and Mahesh. They are like Purushavatar or So three are called, Brahma, Vishnu and Mahesh, are called Purusha avatars. So just a little bit discussion about these three avatars. Vishnu Mahans, he is just a kala. Yashvai Kaneshva Sitakalam Athavalambya Jeevan Tiloma Vilaja Jagadandanatha. Just by his breathing, so many universes are created. From his hair pores and from the sweat glands and from his breathing. All the Nishvashit means by breathing. And then Loma Vilaja means the hair roots. That all the Jagadanda Natha, Vishnu and all these Jagadanda, they are managing, maintaining the universe. Vishnu Mahansi, but he is just a Kala. Kala is, there is Ansha and then kala. Ansha means part and parcel. Ansha and then the part of the part is called kala. So this is one, that this is also Tradishwara. So one is that lower, higher, like Vishnu is the topmost, Brahma is the middle, and Lord Shiva is destroying, so he is the another like. So there is Purna, Purnatar, Purnatam, just like Prathu Maharaj. Another is, so there is Krishna Lok, that is called Antapur. Paravyom, or where Vishnu is residing, which is Sadeshwari Purna, that is his Madhyam Avas. Madhyam means in between. And then Devidham is Bahya Avas, outside. So, where there is his mother, father, all the queens are there, that is Krishna Lok, then Vishnu Lok, and then Devidham. So these are the third. So, first we talked about Golok Vrindavan, then there is Mathura, then there is Dwarka, and Paravyam. Now we are talking this Radheshwar, that these are also three different ones, that is, and his Krishna is Radheshwar of all of this. And then also Radheshwar, there is another way that we could talk about Radheshwar, but Ek Pad Vibhuti, Ek Pad and Three Vibhuti, Radheshwar. So there is Golok, so Tripad Vibhuti, Krishna Vakya Gochar, Ek Pad Vibhuti, Suna Vistar. Ek Pad means when Krishna was in Dwarka, then just in Dwarka, Brahmaji comes. And the gatekeeper is asking, which Brahma you are? And he says that, oh, I am father of Sanak Sanatan, and also, so that is his introduction. So he says, he was very much amazed. Sanak Pita Chaturmukh. I am four-headed and father of Sanak Sanatan Sanandan Sanat Kumar. So Krishna knew all this. So Krishna, this Brahma is asking that, he thought that he is the topmost. He is the overall in charge of whole universe, and there is no other universe. Even Brahma did not know that there are millions of universes. Then just Krishna seeing his thought for that, what is his thinking, then he produced, called for Arjasabhasis. So many Brahma, so many Vishnu, so many Indras, and so many, they all came. So Indra, Shiva, Brahma, so there is a Shiva in every universe. Each universe is Lord Shiva. Each universe is different Brahma. Each universe is different Indras. So there are so many, and there is an expansion of Vishnu also, that every universe there is, every universe there is Garbhodakshai Vishnu, there is Shirodakshai Vishnu, and Paramatma is all everywhere, even in the atoms and in between the atoms, Paramatma feature is there. So in this way, Brahma was very much amazed at how it is all possible, and it was all in his Sudharma Sabha. So Sudharma Sabha is not a material part. It is also a spiritual, so it could expand at any time at the will. And so many Brahmas could come in that, and they were all paying obeisances by touching with their crown, touching the ground or lotus feet of the Lord by their crown, putting their crown down, and they were worship. So that is all. Spiritual could be, there is no dimension. You cannot just say that spiritual has a particular, although we may say that it is so many miles away, but spiritual means it is beyond this three-dimensional world. It could expand, it could contract. Even in just Vrindavan, when Krishna was there, naturally Krishna had 900,000 cows. And Vrishabhanu had even more, 13 or 18 lakh cows. And so many others, they all had so many cows. So how they could just stay and graze, and they go, and so many Gop Kumaras and all this. But it is all possible, although we say that whole diameter or whole around circumference of this is 168 miles or 84 kos. And we do it parikrama in just in 1 month. But this is all because that is the spiritual part, and it could expand, it could become big, smaller, or it could, according to the desire of the Lord, it performs the act. So yesterday there was a question was asked that whether that question was in particularly our relationship with Krishna. Is it our relation with Krishna? Can it changes according to the bhava, or it is by training we could change? But everybody is born with a particular relation. What does it mean, a particular relation? Just like Radharani, she would never like to become Krishna or vice versa, although she is part of Krishna. Like Sita Mata or Hanumanji. Hanumanji is in this bhava of servitorship, that is his eternal. So everybody has an eternal relation with Krishna, and they remain there satisfied when they come to that eternal. Not something is higher. Higher is just by theoretical way, or we could say that Madhurya Bhava is higher than say parental love, or parental love is higher than the friendship, or friendship is higher than the servitorship. So those are there. It is but because in Madhurya Bhava, all others are already there. But every jiva soul is given, is produced just for particular relation. And just like Sita Mata would never want to become Lord Ram, or Hanumanji would, even if you tell him that you do that, you become his friend, but he will always be in a servitorship. That is his eternal. You could temporarily, you could change just to serve the Supreme Lord. But ultimately, just like in Chaitanya Leela, there was Rupa and Sanatan's brother. He was told that both your brothers are Krishna's, worship Krishna. You please change your worshipper Praditi to Lord. He was worshipper to Lord Ram. And but he says that he initially accepted, but later on he said that I may give my life. How I could give up the service of the Lord Ram? So everybody has a fix which form of the Lord to worship, in what way that they will worship, means in servitorship, or what relationship they will have. So relationship don't change. Hanuman never changed that. Or even in the material world, if somebody has a, like say, a chaste wife, would not like to become that, she would never compare her husband to anybody else who maybe have many qualities. She will always have a topmost respect and would like to see her serve with all the boy, even if he's away. Means they'll just live in such a way that her whole attention, her whole mind is absorbed in that. Not that one would compare and see that he is better and maybe I should have like this or this. Is all material. Means we are in the material world, but still we follow the scriptural injunction according to what our Vedic culture is giving. So in this particular, so other than this, so three pad, and so this padam, this is another part that I would like to discuss. So Varnashram Dharma, the purpose of Varnashram, Devi Varnashram, is gradually elevation to Krishna consciousness. Varnashram also, without Devi Varnashram, people, if they follow, then they want a more higher planetary, more higher material enjoyment, like going to Swarga Loka or Jan Loka or Amansa, higher to enjoy more and more. That is the goal of, like when there is, they act according to the world and dharma, but Krishna has to be in the center, and if it is a Devi Varnashram, gradually they will elevate and go back home, back to Godhead. The same thing, if you want to go fast, then one can take to this Bhagavad Dharma, which has been described by now Yogindras to Nimi Maharaj. Her whole Bhagavatam is the Bhagavad Dharma. So Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya and Shudra can discharge their respective duties perfectly, and thus at the ultimate end of life be promoted to the transcendental world, which is called Parampadam. Parampadam are the Vaikuntha planets, can be achieved only by the devotional service. The impersonal Brahman region is also called Parampadam, means Brahma Jyoti. But unless one is attached to the personality of Godhead, one must again fall down. Aruya Krachena Parampadam Tata Patantiyadho Nadrat Yishmat Angrahaya, means because they have not served the lotus feet, the dust of the lotus feet of the Lord, then naturally you will fall down. Even if you achieve the Parampad, what may call Brahma Jyoti is also Parampad. some people, that is, they will fall again into the material world from the impersonal parampadam situation. It is said, therefore, aruya kachena parampadam tata. The impersonalist endeavor very strenuously to achieve the parampadam or impersonal brahmajyoti, but unfortunately being bereft of a relationship with the supreme personality of Godhead. As I said, that everybody is a relationship with the Lord, and once they come to that position, they are the topmost happy. Hanumanji is happy in just serving the Lord Ram. He does not want to become his brother or in any another relationship or equal or friendship, although Lord puts him equally, but he does not want to become that. So they come down again to the material world. These people who go to the Brahmajyoti, they do come down. If one flies in outer space, he can go very high up, but unless he reaches a planet, he must come down again to the earth, like by flying or by Sputnik or by they have to come down, so because it is a base. So they have to come to the base, not just you go and you just remain there. Like somebody, like we have to live in the atmosphere, earthly atmosphere. We may go for a sport in the water, but still we cannot live in the water like a fish. We have to live. So our real atmosphere is Krishna conscious atmosphere, is spiritual world. And we are trying here very hard that yes, I would be happy, but that is not our eternal place, eternal or a place where we could stay forever and be happy. For our natural inclination is there to be happy, and that happiness is of the spiritual kingdom because we are a spirit soul. So unless we establish in that relationship, one cannot be happy. Like child would be happy, how many mothers that you may give to the child, but still it has to go to his own mother, then only he would be completely satisfied. So our real place is the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord by serving him, and then we enjoy many, many times even more than Krishna, because Krishna's attention with so many jiva soul, although he is ananta, but is still, and when we relate to Krishna directly, then Krishna's happiness becomes our happiness. That yes, we are attached to Krishna, just like a child. Child's happiness is happiness of the mother. So naturally mother feels happy, so the Krishna feels happy when we are attached in our natural position, or we feel happy by that attachment or by that relationship, and our relationship is in service. So because the impersonalists who reach the parampadam of the impersonal Brahmajyoti do not enter into the Vaikuntha planet, they come down again to the material world and are given shelter in one of the material planets. Although they may attain Brahma Loka or Satya Loka, all such planets are situated in the material world. So Parampadam, and it's a, many, many nice verses are there in Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita. And so just one verse, 251 Bhagavad Gita. Karmajam buddhi yuktvahi phalam tyaktva manishinah janma bandhavi nirmokta padam gacchanti anamayam. Pajan gati anamayam, without any miseries of this material world. That pad, that position, pad means the position that they go. So thus by engaging in devotional service to the Lord, great sages or devotees free themselves from the result of work in the material world. Devotional service, then you will become free from the results of the, because we get entangled in the material world. We think that material world is a great place for enjoyment, but everybody suffers, whoever it may be. In this way, they become free from the cycle of birth and death and attain the state beyond all miseries by going back to Godhead. So in Bhagavatam, there is a verse, Samashrataye padapallava plavam mahatpadam punyasho murare bhavambudhiri vatsa padam param padam padam param padam 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 yad vipadam nuteshaam. For one who has accepted the boat of the lotus feet of the Lord, means we accept that Lord's lotus feet is the boat, who is shelter of the cosmic manifestation and is famous as Mukunda, or giver of liberation, the ocean of material world is like the water. So we are tossing in the material world. So many miseries are there. We are never happy. But if we take to the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord, means we serve the lotus feet of the Lord. We serve the Lord. So then ocean of this material world is like the water contained in the calf's footprint. Calf, when in the rainy season, there is a there is mud and the calf walks, so there is a little hole of the foot. And in the foot may have, when the rain comes again, there is some water is contained in that footprint. And anybody can cross. It's so small that anybody can cross. Just nobody, even a child can cross. So child can cross the whole material world or shrunk to the footprint of a calf. Not even a cow, just a calf. So Parampadam are the place where there are no material miseries. Param, topmost, or Vaikuntha, or Golok Vrindavan is his goal, not the place where there is danger in every state. So Prabhupada in the commentary is writing, because of the ignorance, one does not know that this material world is a miserable place. This is our ignorance, where there are dangers at every step. Out of ignorance, only less intelligent person try to adjust to the situation by fruitful activities. One may say that should not we try to get adjustment? You do it, but not that we spend all the time just like, oh, we want to improve our material situation. So work one job, two jobs, three jobs, day and night, bring froth in the mouth, that puff, all this like that we become just trapped into that rat race. Our maya is alluring us. Avaranatmika Shakti and Prakshakatmika Shakti. They cover our intelligence that we are the body. Just enjoying is your only purpose. And they throw us that, yes, allure us, that yes, just go, there would be happiness. If you have this degree, or if you have this job, or you have so much bank balance, and so forth, it just goes on. So we should adjust, but only to the extent that that is feasible without giving up Krishna consciousness. Thinking that the resultant actions will make them happy by this adjustment. They do not know that no kind of material body anywhere within the universe can give life. We think that, oh, if I go to the heavenly planet, I would be happy. If I go to Brahmaloka, I would be happy. No, they are all material world places of misery. There are threefold miseries of Adi Devika, Adhyatmik, Bhautik. Indra is also always worried. Like Prathu Maharaj, he fought and he stole his horse that his position may not go away. The miseries of the life, namely birth, death, old age and disease, are present everywhere within the material world. But one who understands his real constitutional position as the eternal servitor of the Lord, and thus knows the position of the personality of Godhead. If you know that you are eternal servant of God, means you have to understand who God is. If you are eternally servant, Jivara Surupa Krishna Nitya Das, Nitya means eternal, Das means servant, then we have to know who is the master, whom you will serve. People without knowing who is the real master, they serve just mammon, or they serve anybody. That would not help. We have to serve the personality of Godhead, for which we are meant, or we have become. So as I said, that everybody has a fixed position. Even wherever we may go, unless we come to that particular position, unless a child goes to his particular mother, he cannot be happy. And unless we come to that position of service, in that particular bhav, we can't be happy. Just like Hanumanji would never be happy by becoming a friend of the Lord. He engages himself in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. So consequently, he becomes qualified to enter into the Vaikuntha planets. Vaikuntha planet means also the topmost of Vaikuntha planet is Golok Vrindavan, where there is neither material miserable life nor the influence of time and death. To know one's a constitutional position means to know also the sublime position of the Lord. One who wrongly thinks that the living entity's position and the Lord's position are on the same level is to be understood to be in the darkness, and therefore unable to engage himself in the devotional service, that we and the Lord are the same. We are made of the same. Lord also suffers. He comes to material world. So many wrong theories without understanding through a bona fide person or a pure devotee, we would be always misled, even by reading the scriptures. So we have to serve the lotus feet of the, Uttam Bhagwat, and then walk on his direction. Then you will be able to achieve the proper result. Otherwise everybody is becoming a Lord. We are here to just lordship over the material nature. That's why we are here. But why I should serve the Lord? Let me just serve. I would be the Lord. And so we are servants. We are not Lord. We have to go through repetition of birth and death. But one who understanding his position is to serve, transfers himself to the service of the Lord, at once becomes eligible for Vaikuntha Loka or Krishna Loka. Service for the cause of the Lord is called Buddhi Yoga, Karma Yoga, or Bhakti Yoga. So that is how we can go. So how we fall down, how what happens in the material world by changes, and how we could go back home. These are all explained in these verses. Again and again, same thing. Krishna even comes himself, shows us, I am like this, you could serve me. He himself serves his guru, or when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes or takes position. So in any way, practically everywhere, we see the same instruction that we serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead under the direction of a bona fide spiritual master. Now just the next verse, Suta Uvacha. Tadadirajasya yasho vijrambitam gunair sheshair gunavatsa bhajitam shatta, shatta means vidur, shatta mahabhagvata sadaspate kausharavim prah granantam archayan. Kausharava is Maitreya. Maitreya and Vidur. So, translation, Suta Goswami continued, O Shaunak, leader of the great sages, after hearing Maitreya speak about the various activities of King Prathu, the original king, who was fully qualified, glorified, and widely praised all over the world, Vidur, the great devotee, very submissively worshipped Maitreya Rishi and asked him the following question. So he is asking him to describe more about Prathu Maharaj. That way, they are asking, like Arjun is asking, Vidur is asking, or Uddhava is asking, there is Uddhava Gita. See, in Bhagavad Gita, there are 700 verses in Bhagavad Gita. But in Uddhava Gita, there are 1300 verses. It's all given. So in that way, in 11th canto, so there is Uddhava and Krishna Samvad. And Krishna is replying directly. Here is Arjun, and in Bhagavad Gita, Arjun and Krishna is Arjun Krishna Samvad. So that is also there. So in that way, so this again and again Krishna is teaching, so we could take to this instruction seriously. So one who is intelligent will understand that there is misery. Whatever position I take, they could see by the history, whether it is prime minister or a king or in previous, whoever it may be, one can never be happy in this mortal world. Who will be happy that knowing that tomorrow he will die? Naturally, you will suffer. So if we take this instruction very seriously, then naturally we could get out of this material world and could go back home in real our eternal relationship with the Supreme Lord. So I will end here. There are other verses I was thinking I will read 9th and 10th verses also, but I would give, if there is any discussion any further on the topics we discussed, what we discussed is that what Prathu Maharaj, he wanted to, like, so there were three things that Prathu Maharaj, that has been given example, how to, in Varnashram Dharma, how to satisfy the place, and how Vishnu should be satisfied. The first thing is that Vishnu, by one should be satisfied by your Sankirtan Yajna sacrifices. Second is that everybody, a king has to see that everybody is engaged properly. Nobody should be without any employment, properly according to his world and ashram. And then the third thing is that one should cultivate the land. These were the three important part. And then he is Parampadam, and why taking shelter of the Parampad we become free, that Param, this whole material universe of miseries become contained in the hoof print of a calf. So this, so those five things that we discussed, what is good, better and best, then about Varnashram Dharma, the purpose of the Varnashram Dharma, Devi Varnashram, material Varnashram, and we discussed about this Parampadam, that by taking this shelter, how we could get out of the material world. And so thank you. You could unmute now, and if there is any comments, questions, discussions, we can discuss.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, thank you so much for wonderful class, Prabhu. It was so enlightening. If anybody have any questions or realization, please go ahead.
Hare Krishna Prabhu. So I had I had trouble unmuting my phone. Yeah, there are a few things. One is Lord Shiva is, you said that he, there's a Shiva for every universe.
Right.
So is that one Shiva who expands for the various universes, or is it a completely different entity in every universe?
Let us just go one, like you ask one question and one answer. So there is a Sadashiva in the spiritual kingdom, and he expands his Lada Shiva. Just like there is one Krishna, then there is Balramji, then there is Chaturvyu, and then they expand into all, like, but there are different Shivas. Even if it is an expansion, we are also in one way an expansion of the Lord. Because we are also a jiva soul from coming from, so we have Paramatma, and the soul is a part and parcel of the Supreme Lord, but we are very, very tiny. So all these expansions are from Sadashiv, they do come, and but for each universe there are, for each universe there is different Garbhadakshai Vishnu and different Shirodakshai Vishnu, and different, although the energy is all stimulated, means final, it is all one, but still they expand for purpose of the Leela. Krishna wants to play, Krishna wants to enjoy. Yes, for his enjoyment he became Eko Vai Bhavishyam. From one he became so many. So your question is whether there is a different Shiva. Yes, there are different Shiva, but ultimately they come from Sadashiv, and Sadashiv is also like an expansion from Krishna.
Okay, so that's my question.
Devi Maheshari Dhamasu Teshu Teshu. There is a Devi Dham, Mahesh Dham, Mahesh means Lada Shiva's Dham, then there is a this Vaikuntha planet, and beyond, on topmost of Vaikuntha is Goloka Vrindavan.
Yeah, so, okay, so the answer is that all the various Shivas of the various universes are simply expansions of Sadashiva in the Vaikuntha. Well, I don't know, where does Sadashiva reside?
Just like we may not know where all there are different Vaikuntha planets. Some is Lord Narasimha Dev.
But it's in the Vaikuntha planet, though, he resides.
Right.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay, then just one other question was, you know, when you were going through the various types of avatars, you know, I think that went a little bit fast for me. So, because you were giving examples of each type, I think. Particularly when you came to, well, Ananta Shesha, I don't think he is Shaktya Vesh, but when you were describing Ananta Shesha, I wonder if you could just review that part.
Okay. Okay. So, let me just tell you. It is from Chaitanya Charitamrita. Madhya and if you vote, so Shakta Avashesh, Krishna Asankhya Ganam, there is from Krishna energy expansion, they are Asankhya, means unlimited, uncountable, you can't count. Dik Darshan Kahi Mukhi Mukhi Jan. So he says that I will tell you about important ones. Mukhi means important ones. So, but there are two kinds, Shakta Avashesh, Dui Rupa Gona Mukhi. Gaun and Mukhya. Gaun means subordinate. Mukhya is the main. So there are main. Main are, that's what Sanak Narad, Sanakadi Narak Narad, Prathu Parashuram, Jiva Rupa Brahmara, Avesh Avatar. So they are Jiva Brahma, Jiva Rupa Brahma. There is also Brahma is sometimes Ishwar Rupa Brahma. Means Brahma.
Yeah, you see, this is going too fast for me. It's like you're saying that there's two kinds of Shakti Avesh avatars. One is main.
Yes, and another is subordinate or Gaun. Gaun Avesh or Vibhuti. So one is Vibhuti, one is Mukhya Avesh. Gaun is also called Vibhuti. Gaun means subordinate.
Okay.
Vibhuti means, suppose you develop such a, like say in playing, but where that energy is coming? Or in swimming, or in any particular art, if you are a very great artist, then where that is coming? Ultimately, mm-hmm. it comes from Krishna. So these are the main Vaikuntha Shesha, you may say, Sheshna, who is in Vaikuntha, Dhara, Dharaya, Ananta, and so they are also Shesha, one who is in Vaikuntha. What does he do? Ananta is holding the earth planet. So that here is, they are all Mukhya Avesh Avatar. Vaikuntha Shesha, Dhara, Dharaya, Ananta, Ananta is holding that. Ehi Mukhya Avesha Avatar, Vistare Nahi Anta. Sanakadi, Sanak, Sanatan, Sanandan, Sanakumar, Jnana Shakti, Narade Bhakti Shakti, Brahmaya Shrasti Shakti, Anante Bhudharana Shakti. Ananta, his energy is that he is holding the earth. And Shesha is for Seva, Swasevan Karne Ki Shakti Ka. Means he is helping the Supreme Lord. Like he has become Shesh Sai, or sometimes he acts as an umbrella for the Supreme Lord, or even a bed for the Supreme Lord. And Prathu has a Palan Shakti. Palan means how to protect the citizens, how to take care. And Parashuram is for killing the demon, or one who is not falling properly. So Dusta Vinash, that is Parashuram.
Okay, so can I go back to Ananta Shesh? So Ananta Shesh, what kind of avatar is he?
Here it says that he is a main Shakta or Shesh avatar, but he expands also from Shirodakshai Vishnu. So just like...
This is what I understand. Shakti Avesh, I always think of as Jiva. But Ananta Shesh, he is...
It's not a Jiva.
You're right. So why is he called Shakti Avesh?
See, I was just reading this Chaitanya Charitamrita, and in this, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is given him as a... Anyway, it does not really make any big difference that whether he is Jiva, he has Ananta Shakti, and this Shesha is expansion. We always heard that Shesha Nag is an expansion from this Shirodakshai Vishnu. Shirodakshai Vishnu expands, so like there is a, say Vishnu is Karnodakshai Vishnu, then there is a Garbhodakshai Vishnu, there is Shirodakshai Vishnu, there is Ananta Shesh, he serves, and these are all expand from, particularly from Sankarshan. And Sankarshan is expansion from Balram.
Ananta Shesh, Ananta of course means unlimited, and Shesha means?
He does service that there is nothing remains Shesha or left over. In every aspect he serves the Supreme.
That's what Shesha means? That
right.
He's a complete, like a complete servant. Like he...
Right.
He covers all services. That's
right.
Shesha?
Right.
Okay.
See, there may be somebody may translate it differently, because every word has a different meaning. Some may take in one way. So, Shesha and one may say Vaikuntha Shesha Dharas Ananta. Because there is sometimes people don't differentiate between Ananta and Shesha.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's a different commentators give in a different way. So, we just take whichever shiksha you want to take, like from Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, or if you want to take from Vyasa Deva, they also absorbed all these things. So, but we should have faith and serviceability to Krishna. Rather than going in so much details and so much discussions, if we could understand that we are servant of the Supreme Lord and we should serve with him, or one of his expansion, we could serve even Ananta Shesh, still it is all right. Because if we are, you see, Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya, you may say that Brahma is a Satta Vashesh Avatar for creative energy. But if we serve Brahmaji, he will lead us to Krishna Seva. And we will go ultimately to Krishna Loka or Vaikuntha Loka, whatever is your relationship with the Lord. So, your relationship. Now you may say that is it relationship is from the very beginning of the life? As far as my knowledge goes, or what I read, is that everybody has a fixed relationship with the Supreme Lord or his expansions. And if one is situated there, they become happy. or that is their eternal relationship. Somebody has a relationship with Lord Ram, somebody has a relationship with Krishna. Not a devotee of Lord Ram would like to go, and although they know that yes, Krishna is the topmost, but they are happy there. So what is the need of going to higher, some higher thing? That is theoretically or just for discussion purpose, that one is higher, one is lower. Every position is same if one is happy in their heart. Like we are happy with simple food, what is the need of chappan bhog? You may get diseased. So for you, that plain, like for me, eating like say something that I never ate, whether it is meat or eggs or anything, naturally I would not be happy. For somebody it is the topmost. So if I come to that level that I take Vaishno like prasad or offer to the Lord and even remnant from the some higher personalities, guru varga, I would be happy. I don't need something. So one to make one happy is just serve the lotus feet of the Lord. Even you learn so many discussions, so many different ways how they are presenting, but ultimately if one does not come to the that I am the servant of the Lord and I must serve him to my best capacity and whatever, and you would be satisfied when you come to your eternal position that has been given.
Yeah, I don't know if you're referring to the question I asked yesterday, but it was...
No, no. I just wanted to take that. I heard a little bit, so I just thought that position is not that bhav, or it could be trained, or one can be developed or changed. Your question may be different. I did not even hear your own question.
Okay.
Just the reply I heard a little bit, we could discuss that some other time. Okay,
thank you so much.
Okay, thank you. Does it reply to what you asked just now?
Yeah, I think it's a question that we would have to discuss face-to-face because everything is still a little fast for me, you know.
Uh-huh.
So instead of continuing to repeat, you know, it's better to be talking in person,
okay.
Maybe.
Yeah, Shesh is an expansion from Shirodakshay Vishnu.
I know.
In
thank
five
you again,
forms, Krishna is served in five different forms, from Balram to Sankarshan to Karlodakshay Vishnu, Garbhodakshay, Shirodakshay, and ultimately Shesha.
Mm-hmm.
And they do everything. All these forms, they do everything. Krishna himself just wants to just play with his devotees, relationship with the devotees.
Can you repeat those five again? Those five forms in which Krishna does everything?
Balram, Chaturmukhi, second to the Sankarshan, then there is Karnodakshay Vishnu, Garbhodakshay Vishnu, Shirodakshay Vishnu, and Anantashesha. So Balram, we don't even count the Balram. We just from Sankarshan is an expansion from Balram. Chaturmukhi.
Mm-hmm.
From Sankarshan, you could take that is one, Karnodakshay Vishnu is second, third is Garbhodakshay Vishnu, fourth is Shirodakshay Vishnu, fifth is Anantashesh.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Guru, thank you very much.
Yeah, Hare Krishna, Guru Maharaj.
Hare Krishna. Jai Srila Prabhupada, Radharana
Prabhupada. Yeah, I have it's not a question, it's just a curiosity. We have few places and few events. So like there is a place in Kashmir, it's called Anantnag, right? And then there is a place in Kerala, it's called Thiruvananthapuram, right?
Okay.
And then we also recently had I think it was called Anant Chaturdashi. It was day before yesterday. So it is all like Lord Balaram's related? Or
it's expansion from Balaramji. Ultimately
expansion.
It comes. Yeah.
Hmm. Thank you, Guru Maharaj.
You're welcome.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Nanda.
Hare Krishna, Nanda.
Very beautiful class, Prabhuji, and very nice discussion. Thank you.
Are you still in Chicago or you have come back to?
No, I came back to Charlotte, Prabhuji.
Oh, okay.
So, Prabhuji, you covered how many verses?
Two verses, 7 and 8. Because 8 had no purpose, 7 had a little bit purpose, so two of those verses, I 7 and 8. I wanted to go 9th and 10th, but it may become too long.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Thank you, Prabhuji.
You're welcome. Thank you for giving me opportunity to speak.
Hare Krishna, if nobody have any question, can we end the call here? Thank you very much, Prabhuji, for your enlightening class today. We are very grateful to you, Prabhu. We look forward for your session again in future. If nobody have any question, we can end the call here. Paying obeisances to all devotees. Vancha kalpa tarubhyasya. Kripa sindhu heya. Patitanam pavanebhyo. Vaishnavebhyo. Gantra srimad bhagatam ki jai. Srila prabhupada ki jai. Ki jai. Gaurabhaktam ki jai. Prabhuji ki jai. Thank you so much, Prabhuji.
Thank you.